Parshas Korach Beis Tvila Tov Shin Ein Vov. I am baffled, I am bewildered, I am mixed up, I need some guidance. I've picked up on a major question, fundamental point about Torah mitzvahs. We'll start off in the Medrash at the end of Parshas Shlach, where the Medrash describes the tremendous gift Hashem gave us. Everything entails a mitzvah. Whatever we do, we bump into mitzvahs, positive ones, negative ones, to refrain, to do. Whatever we do, wherever we turn, we get mitzvahs. It's a special Hashem. Sowed the land so we can inherit the goodness of the world to do the mitzvahs. And the Medrash elaborates, Yotza lachroish, person goes out to plow his field, loistachroish b'shova chamor, special mitzvah, careful, ox and cow, ox and donkey, gizroya, he's about to sow the land, oh, loistizra kamacho kilayim, Liktzor, Peyo, Leket, Shichach. Okay, now he's done so many mitzvahs. Now he's actually got the flour. He's now lash, making the dough. Reishis Avis Hasechem, Chala. Shochat, he slaughters an animal. V'nosan lakoyin azoroev al-chayayim v'akevo. He sees a bird's nest. Shiluach Haken. Oifois, Kisui Adam, plants trees, Olo, buries someone, buries a mace, Loit is going to do, shaves his hair, Loit is keeper Paz Oishchem, builds a house, Mitzvah Make, Mezuzah, he has a beged, Mitzvah Tzitzis. It's a wonderful thing that wherever we turn, we get mitzvahs. On the other hand, there's a very dramatic description in this week's parsha about mitzvahs. It's very emotional. Whoever can't, who's very, very soft and tender, should maybe think about leaving. Take out your tissues to wipe your tears. This is a report by a reporter called Korach, and he gives a report to a story that he claims happened to an almona with two yosemites. And Akira describes a very emotional, heartbreaking description of how an almona gets abused. Says Korach the following, to be found in Yalkut Shimoni, right here. Almona achas b'shchunosi. It's a Maitre Shoyo. He's telling us exactly what happens. In my shchuna where I live, there's an almona with two yosemites. She had one field. Bos lachroish. She went out to plow a field. Whoop! All of a sudden, Moshe Rabbeinu shows up and says, Loisachroish b'shov b'chamor. Okay. Bos lizroya. She comes to sow the land. And all the rabbis come and say to her, okay. She comes to harvest the field, and they come back and they tell her, leave behind the payer, the leket, the shichacha. She comes in the granary, she piles up her what's left after all they took away from her. And now they come and say, give truma, meiser rishon, meiser sheni. It's Dika Olo Vesadin. She said, Boruch Dai Nehemes. She remembers when her husband passed away, Boruch Dai Nehemes. She said, okay, take it. Take. She decides, it's all part of the report. Don't be embarrassed to cry in public. She decides to, that's enough, this is getting over, it's too much, too complicated, too complex. She decides to sell the field, she's going to change business, and she goes into the wool business and she buys some sheep. No, the sheep, they give their mazel tov, a Vlad, a baby Vlad, Shatoy Mutzlachas, Bris Mila, there'll be a Shalom Zocher, everything. Someone's at the door. Who is it? Aaron. Says, Aaron, give me my Bchor. Give it to me, it's mine. Hitzdika Olova Sadin says, Boruch Dain Emes, take it. And she gave him the Vlodis. Okay, time has come to shear the sheep. Again, Aaron's at the door again. And what do you want now? Nili es reishis hagez. Omro, I've had enough. They're driving me crazy. She says, Ein bikoyach lamoid bishazeh. The man running after me. Hareini sheikhtosan vechosan. At least I have him as I have meat at least. Tov, she shechts the sheep. Back again. And he says, Tnili azaroya avelachayim vakeva. Omro, achash shechachti esom. Loini tzaltim yodoi. I haven't got rid of him, he's still back at me. Omro, harayin alaika cherem, had enough. Aaron comes back and says, cherem, kulo sheli. Kach omro, shekach omro HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kol cherem b'Yisrael cho yeh. Notav v'holach loy, v'nicha boicha em shtei b'nei seho. And he came, took it away from her, and leaves her to cry with her two daughters. Mamish, a terrible, terrible description. Picked up. A scandal. Picked up by Korach. Hot news. About the difficulty. The Torah is so cruel. On Almona, Shtei Seimim. You may want to ask, to comment there, how did this happen when you were reading as Israel? It's in the Midbar. Amona, my shchuna, and she says, Trumas and Maestras, excuse me, that's only when you come to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, we'll leave that comment. But it's a story, if it's not true, it could be true. So, I'm baffled. I need some clarity. Is Torah good or not? The first medrash we saw, Gevaldik, the Torah gives us, wherever we turn, we have leket shichor peor. Wherever we turn, we meet mitzvahs. Or is the Torah so difficult that wherever you turn, they it's running after you, it's chasing you. You try to get away, you just can't get away. So what's the MS? Are the facts not true? It's true, all true facts. So, what's the MS? Is there good or bad? Help me out, Rabbi Sai. But see, look at what happened to Salmona. Your eyes are still dripping from the tears. Okay. Huh? Wherever you turn, you get hit. Is Torah good or not?
sure that's the answer.
I agree. Yes.
Rabbi said everything that for us that taking away is taking what you have and giving as far less than half. It's a relatively small percentage and doing a mitzvah. So it's actually added to what you have. It's legitimizing what you have, not taking away.
It's similar to what Moshe was saying. If I could suggest that both are true, meaning it all depends on our perspective to the Torah. It depends how we relate to the Torah. If we relate to the Torah as it really is, Tariag mitzvahs, Tariag ways of getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tamu Ruki Toiv, Toiv Vitoras Picha Ma'alfei Zov Chesef. If we relate that way to the Torah, then it's Geshmak. We're so happy. There's nothing better than doing a mitzvah. But if we relate to the Torah as Tariag problems, Tariag things that get in our way, Tariag disruptions to our life, then we have the negative way. It all depends on us how we perceive the Torah. If you perceive tefillah as a chance to speak to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Ato Hashem Ke'imed Bifnei Melech, if we perceive the tefillah not less, if we all we invited to have a breakfast together with Barack Obama in the White House, just a schmooze, what still we have to say?
Who's a different president?
Whatever, Rosh Memshala, you name it, the Queen of England, you'll be very excited. You take your family, take some good pictures, have a schmooze, just me and him. Okay. So every year we have a meeting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem. Please. If that's the way you perceive tefillah, you run to the tefillah. But if tefillah is a oof, I had to get out of bed, I'm just mumbling the words, not thinking, planning my day ahead. If that's what tefillah is, and you come to shul, so I can't believe it. Today is Bahab with Tachanun. Oh man, is there any sandik around? Let me find out the bris. Maybe cut down this Tachanun. Oh, it's too much for me. Come on, who's the fastest chasm? Where's the fastest minion in town? Maybe it's the place they don't say Bahab. If that's your perception, that's how you look at tefillah. This is indeed, takashver. Maybe you see tefillah as it's Ace Rotzain. I could hop right another tefillah, Takadosh Baruch Hu, Rachamim, to use the moment. So then it's exciting. It all depends on us. If Shabbos is a day that we are forced to close down our business, I'm losing so much money, you know what deals I'm losing, because I can't pick up my phone. Where's Shabbos out? Come on, quick. How long is left for me to suffer? I need to quickly check them, see what's the matzav in the stock market. Well, there are 3 hours to go. Who knows how much money I'm losing? If that's why you look at Shabbos as an interference, as a problem, then Nebuch, the Shabbos is a difficult time. It's in the way. It is both dying and emes. What can I do? My hands are tied. But if we perceive Shabbos as the Adrabba, as a Kirvas Hashem, as a Me'ein Olam Habo, as a bracha to the week, as the pinnacle of the week, a time to be involved in our ruchnias. Then it's sweet. Then we enjoy it every moment. We try our best to take Shabbos out as long as possible, as late as possible. We're not running away. It's a different world, different metzias, and it's a bracha. If there's a loitas, oops, I lost the ribbis. I could have given a loan and get good ribbis. This non-kosher food, I'm missing out. If that's your approach, then you feel, you say Baruch Dayan Emes. If you know that every time I resist the temptation, I close my eyes, I shut the screen, whatever it is, then I'm getting tremendous kedusha. A person Yoshav, whoever is Gabon, the Yetzer, gets tremendous kedusha as if he did a mitzvah. If that's your perception, then Adra, you're excited. Wow, I did so well today. I saved myself in five times. I looked the other way. So I got tremendous schar. I elevated myself. Then life is sweet. Torah is sweet and beautiful. It all depends on us, how we perceive Torah. If we perceive tefillin, tzitzis, in the morning, if we perceive it that it's a way to get connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's exciting. If it's just something you have to do, mitzvah sanoshim lumada, let's do it fast. Oh, it's so hot over here. I went to the shtibach to the fast. I walked in late. I walk in yishtabach. I'm out already after. I'm ready. Right? You walk in yishtabach, then you put in tazvin, and you're out. Vashrei. So never. My son told me that he heard about a certain person who had to go into a secular place, secular kibbutz, and they offered him a milky chocolate, kosher, with ekshe. He told them, "I'm sorry, but I'm meaty." I said, "What? You missing out the chocolate?" They looked at him with pity. Nebuch, he can't have the good milky chocolate because he's meaty. They couldn't get it. They pushed, had absolute mercy on the guy. But in his heart, what did he feel? I'm the Nebuch, you're the Nebuch.
I'm the Nebuch.
Not yours. You're the Nebuch. That you think that because of the chocolate, I'm a Nebuch. That's what you think. Adraba. I'm happy to keep the halacha, to keep Ratzon Hashem. I need the chocolate. It's a complete different perspective to life. Should be zeicha to enjoy our mitzvahs. Should be yivdus Hashem b'simcha. If we get, it's just a matter of directing our perspective, remembering what's our purpose in life, remembering that all the schar b'olam hazeh pales to one moment of olam haba. Remembering that all the time we do a mitzvah, we are implanting. We're posting mitzvahs for our Olam Haba, for Nitzchias. Remembering every time we have an Yisoyen, it's Gabrus, and we're strong, we are elevating ourselves. So a day is exciting, every moment could be utilized. We could make it better. If that's our, make sure we have the right perspective. And not to be from the people that are Tariag Bayot. Tariag problems, rather Tariag opportunity, Tariag mitzvahs, which be zeicha to be of that level. Moshe Rabbeinu, after being challenged by Korach, and he tells the people, "So no, you, I promise you, Korach is not going to die a natural death." Vayomer Moshe, "V'zayis teidun ki Hashem shlochani lasso." He says, "Kol ha'maisim eile ki loy milibi." Says Moshe, "You'll see, you'll know, Hashem sent me to do all that, all what I did, not from my heart. Two things: ki Hashem shlochani, v'loy milibi. The Brisker Rav says that in fact Korach was denying two of the Yud Gimel Ikrim. What are the Yud Gimel Ikrim? Says the Rambam in the Perush HaMishnayos in Maseches Sanhedrin. Most averos of the Torah, even a person transgresses those averos, he'll get punished for them. He's still part of Klal Yisrael, still a mitzvah to love the person and to have mercy. He still has a chelik in Olam Habo. But if a person is missing on Yud Gimel Ikrim, then Yotza Mekal Yisrael.
What do you mean Yud Gimel?
The 13 principles of faith.
If he misses?
Yeah. V'nikra min v'apikoyres.
So he's like a guy.
V'mitzvah l'soynoi. V'olav ne'emar mesane Hashem esna. That's the Rama says in the Pirush HaMishnayos. What are the Yud Gimel Ikrim? The seventh one is Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Hu shenamin ku avim shekol anavim. That Moshe Rabbeinu was the top level Navi. No one can compete with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the eighth principle of faith is Torah min hashamayim. All the Torah we have is min hashamayim. Korach in his dispute was denying both those principles. He was denying who Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu, Korach was saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, Rav Lochem, you took Gdul of yourself, it's enough. You took Malchus and you gave your brother Kuna. He was denying Moshe Rabbeinu's authority. He was denying that Moshe Rabbeinu was above everyone else. And he was also denying Torah min Hashamayim. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, because as Rashi brings down, he said, "Tales shikula tcheles." He made leitzonos. They're wearing the beged made out with the tcheles color. And so, why should he have to? If I'm wearing tcheles, why should I have to bother with the strings? What for? And they had a house full of sefer Torah, sefer Torah, and they said, "Do I need a mezuzah? Why should I need a mezuzah?" So in fact, he was koifer in the Torah, as it says in Mefurash in Yerushalmi. Boisei Shor, when they made all the litzonos, said, "Ein Torah min Hashamayim, v'lo Moshe Navi, v'lo Aaron Kohen Gadol." So they would deny Moshe, which is the Yisoid Hashvi, and deny the Torah min Hashamayim. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu says, "B'zei Tzeidun ki Hashem Shlochani." Hashem sent me. Ki loy milibi. I didn't make anything up. Says the Brisker Rav, it's corresponding to these two points. Ki Hashem shlochani la'asos. I've been appointed by Hashem. I didn't appoint myself. Ki loy milibi. All that I say is not from my heart. It's Torah min Hashamayim. These are the two points. That's why the Gemara says in Baruch Basra, there was one of the Amoraim was walking. And he said, "Show me Blue Korach." He requested to be seen to see where Korach was swallowed up. And the Gemara says he went there, there's smoke coming out, and he heard him saying, "Moshe, the Torah say emes." What's the double ocean? "Moshe, the Torah say emes." Now the in Gehenom, they're recognizing Moshe, because that he was contesting Moshe as being the Navi, and Torosai, and the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu said is Emes. Fine. And the question is as following. This I heard many years ago from my Rosh Hashiva of Chaim Kamil, quoting the Rambam. The Rambam, in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah, Perek Ches, Halacha Aleph, the Rambam tells us what made Am Yisrael believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Rambam, Moshe Rabbeinu lo yiminu bo Yisrael mipnei oisei she'asa. Yisrael didn't believe in Moshe because of the miracles he did. Even though he did many miracles, He split the sea. Makos. That wasn't the reason why Am Yisrael believed Moshe. Why? Because if you have faith based on a miracle, says the Rambam, yesh belibay doifi, it's a second rate belief. Because a miracle, you can always deep down in your heart be concerned, maybe it was done through kishuf, maybe it was done through magic. Any miracle is not a foolproof proof. It's a second rate proof. And therefore, says the Rambam, all the miracles Moshe Rabbeinu did wasn't to prove his prophecy. Rather, it came out of necessity. It's a Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim were running after Am Yisrael. Koras Hayom. For the reason, it wasn't to prove his prophecy. Tzarachnu L'mazayin. We needed food. He brought us the man. They were thirsty. He spit. He spit the rock. He got water out of the rock. Kofru boy adas koirach. When koirach was koifer in Moshe, bolo yisam oretz. So swallowed up, not to prove his prophecy. So why did they be Moshe Rabbeinu? Ubemei minu boy. What's the answer? It wasn't through the miracles. Anyone know? So how did Am Yisrael trust Moshe Rabbeinu?
Hashem
appointed
him as
Navi. When?
By Har Sinai.
Ah, great. Wonderful. Sheineinu rov loizar. We saw ourselves, our ears heard. Ha'esh v'akoylos v'alapidim. V'unigash al ha'rofa. We saw Moshe Rabbeinu going there. V'akol medabrei lov. V'anu shemim Moshe, Moshe. Lechem olen kach v'kach. And that's why the apostle says, "Hinei noichi ba'alecho ba'avanon ba'avu yishma'am v'dabrimoch v'gam b'cho yaminu lo'ilom." Michlal shekoyden davozeh lo yaminu bo ne'emonos sheyemedes lo'ilom, and ne'emonos sheyesh acher hiru v'machshava. Only at Har Sinai was the emuna in Moshe Rabbeinu, emuna that could last forever. The ve'aminu b'Hashem v'Moshe Avdoi by Kriyas Yam Suf, it's not an emuna that could last forever. Because the moon is based on a miracle. Miracles, they could always be explained. But here, when he heard that Kadosh Baruch Hu was speaking to Moshe, that was it. So the Rambam tells us, miracles we're not based on miracles. It's all based on Ma'amad Har Sinai. And Ma'amad Har Sinai is the moon of forever. Good? Question. Big question. Oh! Ramesha. So my Rosh Hashiva would ask, I don't understand. You claim that Maimed Har Sinai is the Muna forever? But look at Korach. Korach was Koifa ben Avuas Moshe, and Korach was at Har Sinai. So what are you talking about? How could the Rabbam say that the Muna of Har Sinai is the Muna Lo'ilom, She'en Achre Doifi, when Korach itself, right then and there, in that generation, he contested the Nevuas Moshe. Sorry?
We answered this last week. We were filming show time.
You should give share. Uh-huh. So this is a tremendous question. So the answer, as Rebel just told us, the answer is the Yisoid we learned last week about Emunah. We learned the Yisoid of Abul Chonon. Abul Chonon asked a very fundamental question. How could it be? There's a mitzvah of Emunah. If you believe, I don't have to command you to believe. You know it. If you don't believe, you don't get it. So how can I command you to get it? If you don't get it, you don't get it. And how could it be that a bar mitzvah child of 13 years old is obligated in Emunah to believe in Hashem, when the whole world, the greatest minds of the world, the biggest professors are all atheists? They don't see it. As great as their minds are, they don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So how could it be a bar mitzvah boy is expected to know more than they know, to understand more than what they understand. How is that possible? Reflect Abul Khanan. Says Abul Khanan, Emuna is simple. You don't need to be a philosopher to get Emuna. You don't need to be a philosopher to see the Creator. Anyone who looks around knows that nothing happens by itself. Anything you see with Chokhmah has a designer. Things done by random never come out to be complete. If you take ink and throw it at the paper, it will not come out to be letters. It's obvious. If a person will be born with das, be born with the maturity, a baby would have the das of a 20-year-old. Come into the world, you see everything's functioning, everything has a maharat, the sun, the moon, the summer, winter, air, water, in and of itself. You see everything, there's a cycle, there's a system, everything is balanced, everything is designed. Tremendous chokhmahs you have in your body. You'd see clear there's a designer. So what's pshat? Why indeed, to the greatest philosophers of the world, they don't see it? The answer is, a person gets shoychat, if he has a rotzah in his heart, controls his mind. If a person doesn't want to be open to the idea, if a person doesn't want to be told that there's a creator and there's duties to be done and things, restrictions that you can't do, then that will blind his mind. Ad kedei kach. And he comes like drunk, le'inyon emunah. He's a tremendous genius. But anything else, they can. They're the most clever people in the world. When it comes to emunah, they're drunk. They're drunk. Their mind doesn't function when it comes to emunah because their rotzen doesn't want it. Doesn't want it to happen. And therefore, says Abu Chanon, then a situation when it comes to emunah, that 2 + 2 = 5. Because they're meshuchad. When you have the gears, when you have the rod sign, then it can twist your mind. Therefore, this is an answer to our question. How could it be that Korach was Kofib in Moshe Rabbeinu, when a house seen they got a foolproof emunah? They actually heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu speak to Moshe. So how could it be Korach is Kofar? The answer is, Chazal tell us, what was Korach's agenda? Where did it come from? Korach had genuine questions of Moshe Rabbeinu. What did Chazal tell us? What was deep down in his heart? What does Rashi tell us? What? Jealousy, kina. He had a kina. That was deep down. He was jealous that his younger cousin got the appointment and not himself. It was a kina. He had a negia, and he wanted to change. That's why he wanted to change the outcome of the position. No, if that's the case, you have a negia. No more kashas. So therefore, 2 + 2 = 5. Therefore, you can be kofer in the divorce Moshe. What the Rambam says is it's a munah leolam. A person who's a yoshar, a person who's cleaned himself from the gears, once looking for the emes. If you're looking for the emes, Ma'amad Har Sinai is a yaminu b'chol leolam. If you have the gears, en shelot. Anything can happen. Anything can be twisted because of the gears. It's a very important message for ourselves. We have to be very careful. People get sucked into machlekas. Some, if you check yourself deep down, maybe there's having a gear over here that's making me take the argument that I'm claiming. It really stems down from something else. I have a certain agenda that's blinding me and sucking me into machlekas and doing dangerous things. On the same point, you see, when machlokes erupts, people are really blind. People can say silly things. Their mind doesn't function properly. How do I know? Because Moshe, because Korach says to Moshe, in this week's parasha, he says to Moshe, "Oh, Rav Lachem, ki kol eido kulam deishim." Boisaychom Hashem, maduot es nasu al kal Hashem. We're all equal. Democracy. All equal. What right do you have to elevate yourselves above Am Yisrael? We're all Gdashim. How do we know we're all Gdashim? Says Rashi. Because Kulam Shamu Dvarim B'Sinai Mipi HaGvura. We all heard Hashem speak in our Sinai. Continues Rashi. לא אתם לבדכם שמעתם בסיני אנוכי השם אלוקיך כל העדה שמעו. Everyone heard in our Sinai כל העדה אנוכי השם אלוקיך. So why you raise yourself above everyone else? השתק אתה נא. He's lacking his IQ. A kid in school could knock this down. You don't have to be a lawyer, top class lawyer, to knock this argument down. The most stupid argument to say. I've really never heard something more stupid. What does Korach say? He says, "Madua this nasa kar Hashem." Because you think, who do you think you are? He says to Moshe Rabbeinu, "Kulam deishim." Why kulam deishim? Because we all heard Hashem speak in our Sinai. So, so who are you to elevate yourselves above me, above us? Pesach, it's a good taina. Why? Explain.
They all got afraid. They couldn't
exactly handle it anymore. Exactly. It's mamash. It's a fool's play. It's the guy has no IQ to say such a stupid thing. What do I mean? Okay, you all heard Anoich Hashem Elokecha. What about the rest? What about the next of the nine commandments? What about them? Did you hear that as well? Actually, we're overwhelmed. We actually passed away. We couldn't take it anymore. We begged Moshe Rabbeinu, do us a favor. You go up, leave us alone. Tell us what happened. Send us an SMS. You got Mamish a shoyt gomo to say such a stupid thing. Adrabah, from there you see the Moshe Rabbeinu is more than them. So what's pshat? Pshat and machlekes, anything can happen. People have no brains when it comes to machlekes. It's stupid things. And the message is to keep away. Pshat and machlekes, don't speak. Just shut up. I think elections is the time of machlekes. Every party for itself, and you'll see people, they lose their logic, they become illogical. If you ever start discussing a topic, enemy to the bill. Maskana, shut up. That's for the machlekes. Just keep your days to yourself. Zip your mouth with those. Wait for it to pass, and then people become normal again. But b'shas machlekes, people say stupid things. And maskana is, don't get involved. Keep back out. Machlekes is dangerous. Machlekes burns. Machlekes kills. We saw in this week's parasha that Korach lost everything through machlekes. All those people involved got killed through machlekes. Keep away from machlekes like fire. Shmizoicha to enjoy our Shabbos, enjoy our life, enjoy our mitzvahs. Don't be in a situation like that almana who's saying Bor Dai and Emes on every mitzvah that came to our path. Adarab, it's a schus, and if things are difficult, the fum tzara agra, adarab, we should appreciate it even more, knowing that Hashem pays well. It's a good deal, whatever we do, it works out. And we should zeicha to have amuna, realize, be careful that the leiv can control our mind and can influence our mind, and therefore make sure that work on ourselves, our midas should be clean, careful, and keep away from machlekes. Thank you very much. Have a good Shabbos. Our next year we'll be discussing Tcheles in Atzitzis. Yes or no? Thank you very much. Kol Tov.